Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Well, if the Carolina Panthers get their way on Sunday, Cole, they'll be back to 500. And could you imagine this? Did any part of you going into the 2025 season think that it was possible at week six, not quite the halfway point of the season, about the third mark of the NFL season, that these Carolina Panthers could be at 500 and maybe pushing farther and farther beyond that? Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Cole Bryson on location at Gaffney High School out there on the reservation. I'm Diesel back here in the network studios. Cole, how's your back feeling? I heard you took a little tumble as we were setting up the show today.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea. There may or may not have been a handrail behind me that injected itself into my back. But no, other than that, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think it was sabotage. I really do. I think they set you up so that you would be a little uncomfortable as it comes to the call. Oh, okay.
I'm just a I'm an idiot. We all know that, though.
Never,
but it's good.
Never attribute to malice what could be attributed or explained by stupidity.
Yeah. It's good to be here, man. It's always fun coming up to Gaffney, a big one tonight, a lot of big high school football games. But this game tonight, Diesel, just to give you perspective, is probably the biggest in the state tonight. So a lot of eyes on this game, and I hope you can join us at 7 o'clock for the call.
It's going to be a fun one, Cole. You'll be kind of jettisoning at 6 o'clock today to get ready for that call. It's going to be a big one tonight up there in Gaffney, but there's a big one just a couple more miles up the road from there, about another 45-ish minutes up into Charlotte on Sunday, as the Carolina Panthers are going to be hosting the Dallas Cowboys. And we're going to start right there on the show today. Cole, I wonder if I can convince you, because you are a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan, unapologetic, long-suffering, as some might say, sadistic, masochistic, whatever words you want to use to describe Dallas Cowboys fans. But is it possible for me to convince you that there's a way that the Carolina Panthers beat the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday?
I believe, Diesel, there, and that's. I believe there is a way for you to convince me. And
okay.
Here's the reality of it. I, Diesel, have been, to your point, a Cowboys fan my whole life. So, like, the reason I say you might be able to convince me is because I have seen it all, Diesel. I've seen it all, man. There's nothing that I hadn't seen as a Cowboys fan. So, like, if you told me today, by the way, you can read into the future and you can see that Dallas is going to lose Sunday, would it surprise me a little bit? Yeah, it surprised me, but it wouldn't shock me, to answer your question.
You know, I wish we could just do this the way that, you know, ancient armies used to handle business. Like, you'd get 10,000 on one side, you'd get 12,000 on the other side. They'd all show up to the field. They'd all rattle their spears and bang them against their shields and put on a big show. But then they would send a champion out to do the fighting for them. And that way, not everybody, not like thousands of people had to die or had to get hurt in the fight. Could we see that maybe instead of having Bryce Young and Dak Prescott go head-to-head, could we just bring out Jerry and Dave to the 50-yard line midfield, let them fight it out, and let them decide who wins the game?
Dave's bigger. He's
a little younger.
Heftier guy. You're right. Younger. Yeah, that wouldn't be much of a fight at all, Diesel. I don't know that that would last long. I don't know that you want to see that.
Look, I know there's an age gap between you and I. You're still in your late teens. But there was a show on MTV back in the day. Maybe you remember it. Maybe you don't. Called Celebrity Deathmatch. Do you remember that show?
I do not.
Oh, it was good. It was the early days of MTV, back when they still played music videos and the M actually meant something, but they would do like claymation, animated clay figures battling each other. Now that would be a fight for MTV's Celebrity Deathmatch. Jerry versus Dave. I think it'd be a fun one. But here we go. We're talking about the Carolina Panthers and the Dallas Cowboys. And by the way, Tolos, it is Friday. That means today is your last day, and you are now on the clock to get in your upset picks for week number 7 before the end of the show. The show is over at 7 o'clock. We want them in by 6:50. That way we're not having to go back after the fact. Oh, I got my pick in at 6:59. Get us your pick. Send us your name, your game, and the spread. A couple of great guests lined up on the show today at 4 o'clock. Smitty, Matt Smith of Sports Talk Media Network, going to join us. We've got the weekend menu coming up at 5 o'clock. Some good stuff lined up on the show today. But I got one big, big, big reason, Cole, why the Carolina Panthers stand a strong chance. And I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I think they stand a strong chance to beat these Dallas Cowboys. And it starts with the big letter D. And I'm not talking about Dallas, and I'm not talking about some other word we can't say on the radio. I'm talking about defense. Dallas's defense sucks. They flat out suck. So if the Carolina Panthers, I think, can put up, you know, 20, 24 points, they stand a chance to win this one.
They do. Dallas's defense has obviously been the weakness this season, right? The deficiencies, the inability, Diesel, to get off the field, the inability to get off the field on third down. Offensively, it's wild because you look and you couldn't have two more polar opposite units. But the Cowboys' defense is a huge area of concern. There's no doubt. So if you are a Panthers fan, you've got to feel like there might be a little hope just because you're talking about a defense, Diesel, that ranks toward the bottom in yards per points allowed this season. Mm-hmm. They can't contain the big plays. They can't get off the field on third downs.
And they can't stop the run.
No, and the pass defense is vulnerable as well. Obviously, you have some guys out that you want to get back and some young guys like James Houston, who I think have stepped up and done a good job lately. But to your point, their defense is a liability. I believe, I said last night, I think, Diesel, there's better talent on that Cowboys defense than the way they're playing right now. And maybe this is the game where they kind of start to figure it out, hopefully. But no, there's no doubt if you're a Panther fan, you're looking at Sunday's matchup, you feel like, okay, this is one of the worst defenses in the league. We might have a shot.
Yeah, look, I mean, Bryce Young struggles with pressure no matter where it comes from, whether it comes from the inside or the outside. And, you know, obviously Dallas being down now, their star pass rusher and Micah Parsons, they're not really rushing the quarterback the way that they would like to. Certainly they've had a couple of games where they've had multiple sacks in them, but they're not like leading the league in rushing from the edge, from the defensive end position. But the good thing for Carolina is Bryce Young is a mobile quarterback, and if that pressure is going to come from the inside, which that's where Dallas has been getting their pass rush over the course of the season, if they can get that pass rush from the inside, push Bryce Young out on maybe some more designed scrambles and throws, I think there's a chance that Bryce Young stays on his feet more often than not in this game. How much does that sort of lack of pass rush or the inconsistent pass rush as a Dallas Cowboys fan kind of give you pause?
Well, you know, it's the same thing, same principle on the offensive side of the ball, Diesel, when you're talking about pass rush. We say all the time, a bad offensive line will expose different areas, right, of the offense. Same thing defensively with what you're talking about in the pass rush, Diesel. A bad pass rush will expose other areas on the defense that are vulnerable. You're putting a lot of pressure on Trayvon Diggs and Theron Bland back there. So when you're not able to create a pass rush and put pressure on Bryce Young, I think it puts pressure on the corners, leaving them on islands, puts pressure on the linebackers. And then you've got, some new guys. We talked about James Houston, Kenny Clark coming over from Green Bay. You've got some newness on this Cowboys defense, and maybe that's the reason with Matt Eberflus, the new defensive coordinator, Diesel. That's why I am attributing right now the inability to be good defensively. I'm attributing it to the newness because, frankly, I don't know what else to attribute it to because they've got dudes on defense. They've got good play. Trayvon Diggs, Theron Bland led the NFL in interceptions just a couple of years ago. So Matt Eberflus, the jury's still out on him. It's a big part of it. The pass rush, to your point, is a huge part because we've seen this season, even last week with that interception, Diesel, when Bryce feels a little bit of pressure, Bryce gets timid, and pressure leads to bad decision-making by Bryce Young.
Do you think Jerry wishes he could mark Matt Eberflus' return to sender, get him back out of Dallas, because they currently sit in dead last, 32nd in total defense. Now, I don't know, like, if Rico Dowdle and his familiarity with the players that are on that Dallas Cowboys defense, a vast majority of them were around when he was still there in Dallas. Look, it's a completely different system, switching over from Mike Zimmer's system to Matt Eberflus' system. So you can't really say that he remembers scheme, but some of the basic schemes are the basic schemes, no matter what team you're coaching for. I just wonder if familiarity with the players he's going to be going up against, as in he practiced against them, he knows what they're good at, what they're not good at, how he can sort of juke fake, get out of tackles against certain guys. How much stock do you put in Rico Dowdle's ability to use his intimate knowledge of that personnel?
Well, it's interesting, Diesel. I think Rico Dowdle, if you're a Panther fan and you're asking the question of what our strengths are, I think Rico Dowdle, after his performance 206 a week ago, Diesel, I think Rico Dowdle's got to be at the top of the strength list, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know how much familiarity Rico Dowdle has with Dallas's defense, but what I do know, Diesel, is what I will tell you is that Rico Dowdle, if the Carolina Panthers are going to get a win on Sunday, Rico Dowdle is going to have to be a big part of it. I'm not saying he's going to have to go for 206 again, but I'll give you a crazy stat. You talk about a back in Chuba Hubbard, Diesel, who had really good flashes a season ago, right? Then he comes in this season, he gets hurt, but before Chuba Hubbard's injury, Diesel, he hasn't been the same running back as he was last year. Here's this for you. Chuba Hubbard, 53 carries on the season, Diesel. 53 carries for RB1, right? This is your running back one. Zero explosive runs and 53 carries. Zero missed tackles forced, meaning he has not made the defense miss a tackle one time this season. Rico Dowdle now, on the other hand, kind of going back to your point, in week five, Diesel, Rico Dowdle, 234 total yards. That was the most that week in the NFL by any player. 10 missed tackles forced by Rico Dowdle. By the way, he tied the NFL leader this season in missed tackles forced with 10 last week. Diesel, he had 4 15-plus yard runs, which was second most in the NFL, and he had 157 yards after contact, which is the most in the NFL last week. So going back to the Dowdle conversation, he's going to have to be a big part. He's going to have to be a huge part of Sunday's success. But even more so than that, Diesel, big picture, when Chuba Hubbard comes back healthy, there's now a conversation to be had that maybe Rico Dowdle's RB1 because Chuba Hubbard hasn't been the same guy this year.
No, it's true. It's true. And I don't know how many of our Tolos got to watch that game last night. Whoo, man, how about the 104 teams, I know that some of them, they came around, they all came around multiple times, passed on Cam Scadabo because that guy is a monster in the NFL, and wouldn't the Carolina Panthers sure as heck love to have Cam Scadabo on their team right now? He was unstoppable last night.
He was, man. He was sensational, and what? It's what every owner and GM kind of salivates over. I think Brian Daboll said it best, Diesel, when you talk about the youth movement, how companies, big companies out there across the country and world hire youth to do what? To bring some new, a new breath of fresh air, some new experience, some energy, right, into a building. And Jackson Dart and Cam Scatabo last night, and not only last night, but this season, what they've done, just bringing that youth energy, that almost the young and dumb type energy, you need that. You do, man. Like, they're running into guys. You watched that game last night. They're running into dudes. They're just kind of playing young and dumb, and it reminds me a lot of, speaking of the Cowboys, Diesel, it reminds me a lot of 2016. Dak and Zeke as rookies, same thing. They go on a huge run that year, reel off 10 wins in a row, and man, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, Cam has clearly not learned how to play smart yet. But that's not his style, right? He is he's going to treat his brain like that little metal spring thing that you put inside your protein shaker, and it's just going to bounce around his skull, and you know he's going to scramble his eggs pretty hard. I don't know how long of a career Cam Scatabo is going to have if he keeps playing that kind of football, but by God, he is medically cleared to play right now, and that is all that matters. Now, Carolina, has got to figure out something when it comes to getting chunk plays, and Dave Canales mentioned that this week in prep, and Andy Dalton echoed that, saying, I don't think it's a lack of anything other than we need to call bigger plays more. He said that they've kind of fallen into this rhythm of trying to put together 9, 10, 11 play drives. I mean, so they're not really aiming for the big time plays, and maybe that's something they need to create, and especially against Dallas, that has had a hard time stopping the big-time chunk plays and has a hard time rushing off the edge, so that it might allow, you know, Bryce a little bit more time. If they can maybe pop two or three plays over the course of this game to Tet McMillan for 20, 25, 30 yards, who knows? I mean, Dallas could find themselves in a hole and have a hard time digging out.
They could, and I'll tell you this, Diesel, I believe that is the most intriguing matchup Sunday, is Carolina's offense versus Dallas's bad defense. And you'd say, well, Cole, both units are kind of bad. How is that intriguing? Well, here's the deal. The way I look at it is Dak's going to get his. We all know what Dak Prescott's going to do. We expect Dak Prescott to come out and play good. He's one of the more consistent quarterbacks in the league. He's had a heck of a season, an MVP-caliber season. I expect Dak to play well. Carolina Panthers defense, whatever. I think they'll be okay. But to me, the focal point is Carolina's offense, Dallas's defense. What does this Carolina Panthers offense, Diesel, look like against this Dallas defense? What I mean is, man, if we think this offense is bad now and they come out on Sunday and they're bad against the Cowboys, boy, do the Panthers have some big problems on offense. I think it's critical for Carolina on Sunday to hit on the big plays. To your point, you're talking about an injury-ravaged team already. The third right guard this season, Diesel, a backup center. Obviously, you traded away Adam Thielen. Look, you have Tet McMillan, who's a great route runner, good hands. He's really smooth over the middle. But the reality is Bryce Young and Tet McMillan haven't really hit their stride yet. I hear a lot of reports how they're hitting their stride in practice, and in practice they look incredible. This Carolina Panthers offense still has too many inconsistencies, and I will say, I think Xavier Leggett, Diesel, is a big part of that inconsistency right now. He has not played. I know he started to come on a little bit last week, but Xavier Leggett's been a massive disappointment this season.
Yeah, it makes you start to think, is it time to maybe try to snow some other teams and think, hey, this is a big body wide receiver. He's a fun, very likable guy.
He's
marketable. Come on, guys. Who would like to take a shot at fixing this guy? That might be what the Carolina Panthers need to do, because I'm not sure that, you know, he's developing in the right way. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a lack of development in Carolina, which it would surprise me because you can see the development happening before your eyes with Tet, or if, you know, it clearly doesn't seem like he's unhappy in Carolina. I'm blown away. Maybe he just needs a better quarterback that can put him in the best possible position to be successful. Maybe he'll go to Tampa Bay and you know, Baker Mayfield will make him look like a second Mike Evans.
No, I think Ted's going to be a fine NFL receiver, and to your point, but Xavier Leggett's should be what we're talking about right now.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, my point being, we all kind of feel good about Tet, right? We all kind of feel like, okay, that guy's going to be fine. That's why I think our focus, to your point there, should be on Xavier Legette, because he's just not hitting the mark. And you're talking about a first-round draft pick. First-round draft pick who, we all know, Carolina Panthers hadn't been hitting the mark when it comes to first-round draft picks, right? A little short. Not talking about Bryce, but talking about hitting the mark on first-round draft picks. So, ultimately, I will say it's a big game for Carolina in the sense, Diesel, of not only do they have the ability and the opportunity to get back to 500 like you talked about to lead the segment, but when you talk about this offense getting better, you're going up against the league's worst defense. You have no better opportunity. And again, going back to what I said, I think Dallas still has dudes. I don't believe Dallas' defense is the worst defense personnel-wise, but they are statistically, on paper, the worst defense because of their inability to get off the field this season, right? So I think my point being, if I'm Carolina, if I'm a Panthers fan, Diesel, on this Friday going into this game, or maybe even going to the game, I want to see this offense get going. And I don't mean like 500 yards, Hall of Fame-type performances. I just want to see some consistency against this bad Dallas defense.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting ball game. You're right. It's a mediocre offense against a bad defense for Carolina's offense and Dallas's defense. You know, it kind of begs the question, and we always have to talk about it. Anytime we bring up the Carolina Panthers, we have to talk about, all right, where are they going to finish at the end of this season? What should their plan be? And if they sort of get hot and start winning games, clearly they're not going to be in a position to draft somebody over a Bryce Young. But you may say to yourself, huh, maybe they could be in a position to maybe draft a Carnell Tate out of Ohio State. He's currently listed as the fourth best receiver in this upcoming receivers class for the 2026 NFL draft. You're probably not going to be in a position to get the guys that are 1-2 at that position group. But, hey, if you can get the third or fourth guy and you're looking at, you know, Carnell Tate or KC Concepcion or maybe even a Nick Harbor. I don't know if it's if the Carolina Panthers are going to be willing to take another risk on a Gamecock who hasn't quite performed the way that they thought he would, but it makes you think maybe they could pair another elite wide receiver with Tet.
So real quick before we run to a break, what's your gut? What's your gut prediction for Sunday as a Panthers fan?
My gut tells me that Carolina does not yet have it put together in order to play a perfect game. And they have to play essentially a perfect game offensively to outscore the Dallas Cowboys in this game. I think they can keep it fairly close. I think they might even win a half, but not win the whole game. I'm going to say Dallas 24, Carolina 18.
You know, it's interesting, Diesel. The Carolina Panthers, when you look at this game and their ability to keep these games against Dallas close over the past few years, they've been able to force turnovers. When Cam and those guys were in their prime and they were beating Dallas consistently, they were able to do that. On the flip side, last year, Dallas forced four turnovers in that game. So the Panthers cannot have a repeat of what happened last year, turnover happy. You've got to take care of the football. I'm with you. I think Dallas wins by 12, 13 points, something like that. I think they do win and cover, but ultimately I think that Dak just plays a little bit better than anybody else on the field on Sunday. Speaking of playing better on the field, Diesel, week 7 of high school football is here. Who do I think plays better tonight? It is time to get to my weekly picks. They're already posted on the fanupstate.com if you want a little bit of a teaser, but live on air, Diesel's going to put me on the spot next right here on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Diesel, to your left is the sheet of paper I was telling you about. Since we were having the conversation, I can tell you over the air. I mean, we can bring our conversations over the air. There's some Burns bumper music you might want to use there. Feel free to use it if you want to in this segment. So I'm bringing you Tolo's behind the curtain a little bit, telling you Tolo's, giving you an idea of what Diesel and I talk about during the break. There is work.
It's not the only thing we talk about during the breaks.
That's true. We talk bad about people, talk good about people. Yeah. But believe it or not, there is work done during the commercial break, so I was just relaying some info over to Diesel as it is time to get into my high school picks. Week 7 of high school football is here, Diesel, and man, I will tell you, I'm proud to be in the position that I am because I've been doing the Saturday morning scramble for 7 years or so, I believe, and in the 7 years of doing the show, Diesel, I can tell you, not one time have I ever gone undefeated in my high school picks until last week, 25-0, and I believe I am going to retire, which spoils this segment. I know we had high school picks slated for here for this very segment, but because I went undefeated last week and went 25-0, I think I'm going to retire, so we're going to have to do a new segment here.
Oh, that sounds like cheating a little bit. It sounds like running away. It sounds like getting lucky and then exiting stage left.
Man, getting lucky. I hear you. But nonetheless, let's see if I can replicate a 25-0 performance tonight as you take us through tonight's Week 7 games.
Let's do it. Let's start at Easley High School as they host the Greenville Red Raiders.
Oh, I'm sorry. Week 7.
Am I on the wrong week? Oh, I'm on the wrong week.
You
okay.
Might have been last week.
Yep. Okay. They were flipped.
But Easley is at the top now.
There we go. Easley at Malden. How about that one?
Malden, I like Malden, man. Malden's Andre Cook, their head coach, Diesel, has done a heck of a job. I know that's kind of I'm going to dedicate it to being your team since you live over that way. Andre Cook's done a great job at Malden High School, getting them back to, you know, being relevant and being able to compete in games. And Easley, same kind of situation. Sam Houston trying to build that program up as well from the ground up. And I think Malden has the better athletes. I think Malden wins tonight.
Interesting. Let's go with Greenville at Greenwood.
I think this could be a sneaky good game. Scoot Watson does a great job at Greenville, but Tristan Lewis, Tristan Lewis, the Gamecock commit, quarterback Diesel for Greenwood. This guy's incredible. I've seen him in person once this year, and Greenwood's a good team. So while I think Greenville might keep it close for a little while, I like Greenwood to pull away late. And I'll take the Eagles tonight. The Eagles finally get a win since the Philadelphia Eagles failed to fly high last night. Where's Eric Hines at, by the way, on the Fly Eagles Fly? How about those Eagles, baby?
And I'll take it anytime I get a chance to play Exhibit on the Fan Upstate. Plus, this song just sounds like something a high school band would play, right?
It does.
It's got kind of that high school band feel. Let's move down the list, Cole, and go to J.L. Mann at Hillcrest.
You know, this could be an interesting game, J.L. Mann and Hillcrest. Ultimately, I think Hillcrest has too many horses, and I think Hillcrest gets it done tonight, bouncing back from a loss a week ago. Diesel, J.L. Mann with Bryce Smiley as head coach, still trying to kind of find their footing in their first season together. A lot of newness there. So I'll take the old faithful and Bennett Swaggart and the Hillcrest Rams to get it done tonight.
All right. T.L. Henn, a lot of history down there. They are hosting Woodmont tonight.
Yeah, a lot of history. And, man, Diesel, this might be one of the hotter teams in the state right now. Hannah lost in week zero to Burns, and since, they've just been incredible. I love the way Jason Tone and that wing T offense have just gotten better and better every week. And, man, good luck stopping those guys. I think Hannah wins and might win big tonight.
How about your game, the game that you're going to be at, Burns at Gaffney?
You know, this is every year, Diesel, you literally can throw, I know it's cliche, but you can throw all the records and everything out the window because it's always a big game, one of the most heated rivalry games in the state. I said earlier in the show that this is probably the biggest game in the state tonight, right here in Gaffney, South Carolina. You can hear the game, obviously, at 7 o'clock on the Fan Upstate, but you just look at these two teams. There are so many what-ifs. Ultimately, I think on paper, I think Burns is the better football team on paper. Now, what I say a minute ago, in this game, throw all that out because last year we saw a really bad Burns offense take Gaffney to double overtime when they almost got outgained by 400 yards offensively. I'm going to go with Burns tonight, obviously, because we are the Burns station. But, man, you just never know, Diesel. When these two teams get together, it wouldn't surprise me if this game went either way.
You homer. How about Dorman at Spartanburg?
Spartanburg's had the upper hand in the last four over Dorman, man. They've won four straight. It's a series that Spartanburg leads by 25 games. Dorman, the better team tonight, but this, again, one of those rivalry games where you just never know. This was a rivalry that dates all the way back to the late 50s, early 60s, and was dominated by Spartanburg Diesel from the late 50s all the way to 2000. And, in fact, going into the year 2000, Dorman only had three regular season wins over Spartanburg in an almost 40-year span. So it's been Vikings in this series for a long time. However, tonight Dorman will get the win and come out on top.
And next up, you got Eastside at Riverside.
This could be a good one, man. Two good teams in Greenville County. Eastside's given Spartanburg and Gaffney a bugaboo this year. I love the job that Coach Wilcox's done over there, Diesel. I am going to go with Eastside tonight, but I saw Riverside last week. I love what I saw from Gideon Marib, sophomore quarterback, who's a heck of an athlete. He's going to be special. Give him time. But I think ultimately Eastside might have the bigger line up front. I think they might be a little bit more physical up front as well. I love Tankersley, their running back. He's just a Cam Scadabo type running back. He's big, he's physical, he's fast, he's hard to bring down. So I'm going to go with Eastside, but I think that could, if you're in Greenville County tonight, I think Eastside Riverside might be a really good game.
Got the Road Warriors getting the win in that one. How about Wade Hampton on the road at Boiling Springs?
Hate it for Wade Hampton, but Boiling Springs with a bad taste in their mouth after last week, right? Wade Hampton is not the same level of football team that Boiling Springs is, unfortunately, even though Boiling Springs is down compared to what they were a season ago. Boiling Springs has been dealing with all kind of injuries, Diesel, but that doesn't compare to what Wade Hampton's dealt with in terms of just not having the same type of athletes to go toe-to-toe against big teams. So even though Jeremiah Favorite's still out, even though Boiling Springs is, you know, battling through a lot of injuries, like I said, they're the better team tonight. The Bulldogs will get the win.
Next up, who you got in Emerald at Westside?
I want to say watch out for an upset here. I'm not calling for an upset, but if I had to pick the upset of the week, I think it might be Emerald over Westside. It could be a sneaky good game. Maybe I'm wrong and Westside blows them out. I think Westside wins tonight, but it would not surprise me to see this game a lot closer than people think. The Rams have lost a lot last season due to graduation, but I am going to go Westside getting the win tonight.
Texter wants to know your thoughts on this Blacksburg-Landrum game. We'll get to that here in just a minute, Texter. Yep. I just wanted to give you the heads up and acknowledge that we are going to come to that game here in just a minute. Next up on the list, you got Fountain Inn at Wren.
Ooh, this is a good one, Diesel. This is a good one. A Fountain Inn program kind of was something to prove. I love Sam Holliday and what he does at quarterback for Fountain Inn. I think that he's one of the better quarterbacks in the area. I really do. But you look at this Wren football team this season, they've been really good. And I mean really, really good. One of the better teams in the state, in my mind. Definitely a top 10 team in their classification. So while I am super high on Fountain Inn, I do believe Wren takes care of business tonight.
Who do you like in Lawrence at Southside?
You know, it's interesting with this one. Southside's not a good football team. Lawrence has struggled this season at times. Lawrence is the better team. They switched last year from a very run-heavy approach back to a spread. Greg Porter, second year. They've had a tough season, Diesel, but Lawrence gets the win tonight.
All right, Daniel on the road at TR, the Devil Dogs.
Daniel wins by give me a number, Diesel, as many as you want. I mean, pick your number here. No disrespect to Chris Goodman and those guys at Travelers Rest, but you know, we all know how good Daniel's. Daniel's a powerhouse.
And are there enough lights on the scoreboard?
It's a good question. It's a good question. There's going to be a lot of scoring tonight. Did you say that game was at TR?
At TR, yeah.
Yeah. They better hope it's working. There's going to be some points scored in that one.
Next up, you got Greer at Blue Ridge.
This, Diesel, this game was the most difficult game I had to pick this week. Greer, Blue Ridge. We love what Blue Ridge has done this season under John Boggs. I think their quarterback is one of the better quarterbacks in the area. Gavin, he was our player of the week already once this year. He's an exceptional talent. Greer, we know they're battle-tested because of their schedule and what they do out of conference to get ready for their, you know, their conference, their region play. I struggled mightily with this one, Diesel. I am going to go with Greer over Blue Ridge. You could convince me either way. I think it's a close game, but give me Will Young and the Yellow Jackets in this one tonight.
Next up, you got Berea hosting Seneca.
Seneca, again, a name-your-score game here. No disrespect, no offense to Berea, but Seneca's got the ability to put up points on offense, and Seneca might run wild tonight. Seneca, big.
Okay, next up after that, Crescent at West Oak.
Crescent, big. Not going to spend a lot of time on this one. I don't think there's a ton to touch on there. Crescent's going to be tough to handle tonight. By the way, Jersey Joe on the Facebook stream says, go Mavs, go Furry, go Christchurch Cavs. I guess he has three high school teams there, talking about Malden, Fountain Inn, and Christchurch. Also, James on YouTube says, go Green Wave. So some high school football fans getting in on the conversation on the stream.
He's a fan of the Mavs and the Cavs. How about this one, Cole? Pendleton at Walhalla.
Pendleton-Walhalla could be interesting. I would like to know how long Walhalla can keep it a game. I don't think the Bulldogs of Pendleton are the same Pendleton team of years past, but they're still pretty good. And ultimately, their depth, I think they wear down on Walhalla. Give me the Bulldogs tonight.
Carolina off to a tough start this season. They're on the road at St. Joe's.
Yeah, they're off to a rough start, and it's going to be a rough season for those guys. St. Joe's is a good team. They're well coached. I like where they are as a program. What they do offensively is tough to prepare for. Carolina is, to your point, Diesel, struggled already this year, and it might get ugly tonight. I think St. Joe's wins big.
Next up, we got Christchurch on the road at Powdersville.
Man, what a tall task for Christchurch. This is one of the best games of the night. This could be one of the best games of the night, Diesel. Christchurch is a good football team. They've got D1 guys on. We talked to Michael Martin of Christchurch a couple of days ago. They're legit. And, man, going on the road at Powdersville, Diesel?
That's right.
The game's on the road. Powdersville is one of the better teams in the area. I think this one's close. I think this might be the best game of the night in the upstate. If you're going to Powdersville tonight, I think this one could be a lot of fun, but I think Powdersville wins a close one tonight at home. Give me Powdersville by a smidge. I'm going to go with Robert Mustard and those guys.
Yeah, well, you've seen Christchurch punch above their weight class and win some big games this season. Maybe they can get it done again on the road. How about Southside Christian at Palmetto?
Southside Christian, big, I believe. Southside Christian wins, and it might be a name your score again. Tricky preparing for Southside Christian's offense and what they do over there. So I like Southside Christian, big.
How about Broome on the road at Union County?
Union County, man, they've got one win this season, I believe, without looking. They've got one win, Diesel. I don't believe that second win's going to come tonight. Look, Broome may not have the athletes year in and year out, but what they do have is they have a good coordinator in offense. They have a good head coach in Lynn Fleming. They've got Dearberry, the coordinator's son, playing quarterback. He's a heck of an athlete. Broome's going to figure out a way to win tonight. I don't know if they win by 40 tonight. They may end up winning big, but I like the Centurions to take care of business tonight.
Now would be a good time for Kev to turn off his radio because we're talking Chapman at MVP tonight.
Yeah, you mean to tell me that I'm not going to call for the upset here, Diesel, for Chapman over Mountain View Prep? So Mountain View Prep is going to win this game tonight. By the way, this game is being played at North Greenville, their home venue for Mountain View Prep this season, Diesel. I hate it for Chapman. They've been ravaged by injuries, and I mean in a big-time way. The injury bug has hit them hard. They're not getting consistent offense play, or they're just not consistent really anywhere. I hate it for Chapman, but Gray Ramsey, the head coach at Mountain View Prep, I think that with him being a former Chapman guy, Diesel, not saying he's going to run the score up. I would never say that about Gray Ramsey, but I think Mountain View Prep might forget to put starters, put the backups in a little bit late in this one. I think this one could get ugly.
All right, here's the one that the texter asked us about. Your thoughts on Blacksburg at Landrum.
Blacksburg's had a tough year, man, and I love what Mike Reed's done in his first season as Landrum's head coach. We had him and a couple of Landrum players out on location at the Saturday Scramble a couple of weeks ago, Diesel. Landrum's just a better team. Blacksburg's got some ball players that might be able to make some plays tonight, but overall, team depth, the ability to stop Landrum's offense and get off the field, I think that's going to be a problem for Blacksburg tonight. So I will go Landrum in the win column tonight.
All right, Cole. Lucky me, my screen just went black. Let's get a little refresh here. The last two games, Clinton at Chesney.
I've already said this once, but I'm going to say it again. Maybe the game of the week here, Diesel. Another candidate for game of the week, Clinton-Chesney. Clinton's still a really good team, I want to be very clear. They won the state championship a season ago. They've still got a lot of those guys on their team. They're a solid football team led by Corey Fountain. But Chesney's not the same old Chesney that Clinton's used to beating and beating big. I am going to go with Clinton tonight. But I think it's close. I think it comes down to the wire. If you told me that Chesney gets the upset like one of our Tolos earlier, as soon as we started the show, Brian Blanton was calling for on Twitter, it wouldn't surprise me. I just think ultimately Clinton's offense is going to be a little bit too much for Chesney's defense.
And the last one, Abbeville football is an institution in the upstate. Yeah. How about them hosting Calhoun Falls?
They're going to win. They're going to institute a big win tonight. Abbeville, again, this one might, I don't know that it gets ugly, but I think Abbeville wins comfortably. So we'll see. A lot of good games tonight. Jersey Joe says, I had two boys who played for Malden. My daughter's zoned to go Fountain Inn, and my wife teaches at Christ Church. So he's all over the place. I absolutely love it. But some really good games tonight, Diesel. Tiger Stripes Media on YouTube says, go Greenwood Eagles. They have a big one tonight. And this is going to be a lot of fun. A lot of really quality matchups across the board in high school football tonight.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot here, Cole. I know that you cover high school football here in the upstate of South Carolina, but is there a game or two down in the lower part of the state that you say could rival the kind of matchup that we're going to see between Burns Gaffney or Dorman Spartanburg?
White Knoll, Dutch Fork. You have Nick Pelham at White Knoll, a Dutch Fork guy who knows Dutch Fork as good as anybody. I don't know that White Knoll has the horses in the Midlands tonight to knock off Tom Knotts because they've already been beaten once this year by Oceanside. But I do believe that game might be one of the bigger games across the state, looking from a big picture standpoint. Nick Pelham has been in every conversation. Every time a big job opens, Nick Pelham's in the conversation. I think that game, to answer your question, could be fun tonight. Dutch Fork versus White Knoll. Nick Pelham trying to kind of get that revenge on his former team. That should be a lot of fun.
A lot of upset picks are coming in. Tolos, that's awesome. Keep them coming. 844-326-3663. And I'm also going to call you out, as this texter has. He says, I love how anytime Cole has to talk about about WWHS. Who is WWHS?
Wade Hampton.
Wade Hampton. That's WHHS. Yeah, texter.
I would imagine he's talking about Wade Hampton there.
He says you run circles around the size of Texas to avoid saying they're a bad team.
What?
Always has been, always will be. Good God, Joey, kicking them while they're down, man.
What do you say about them? You know, what do you say about them? They don't win many football games. You try to be respectful while saying they aren't any good, so it's tough. But that's a funny text.
Texter says that he just passed 6 App State buses rolling south on I-85 by Pelham Road. They're going down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia State Panthers in the old Brave Stadium, which is still a weird spot to go watch a football game.
Weird,
if you ever just have a weird random Saturday in Atlanta, go catch a game. I think they call it Center Park Stadium now. It's an odd field. It's interesting because you're still in the old home of the Atlanta Braves, but it's a weird spot. That's where they were headed, Texter.
And real quick about that, I think it's also tough for opponents to play there because it's not the best game day atmosphere.
No,
it's kind of weird. So I think App State should win, but it might be a little bit tricky.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Georgia State always tends to get some real long, lanky wide receivers, and if you got a quarterback who can get the ball up there in jump ball situations, Georgia State can hurt you. They really can. I mean, look, they beat Vandy a couple of years ago, and I was Vandy before Vandy was Vandy, but still. When we come back, Cole, let's do our daily whip around the sports world, see what else is happening out there in a fast-paced segment we call our Daily Wires next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.